You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
You are watching Spiritual Cures. We've got a few istikharas that we need to be doing already. So inshallah azza wa jal, we're gonna get straight into the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Let's take our first message for today, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have earache since 2 days. Is there anything that I could read or use, as I have tried medication but seemed not to be working? Okay, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa'i kamila, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So those who are suffering with ear pain, now it doesn't mean that this spiritual cure is just for the message that come in. Those viewers who are watching, and ear pain is something common with little children as well. Windy weather can give small children earache. So this spiritual cure for this regard, for ear pain, simply recite Ya Sami'u.
Ya Sami'u.
Ya Sami'u. Ya Sami'u. 21 times with Darood Sharif, 3 times before and 3 times after. And then perform them upon the inflicted, inshallah.
Inshallah. So if a person wants to do it himself, so does he do them on the hand and then just massage it over? Okay, mashallah. So if you send that message, or anyone who's got an earache, well, you know, sometimes you have ear wax coming out or any other liquid that comes out. Is that somewhat different?
No, that can be a cause of pain as well.
Okay.
Go back some years. When I was little, I used to suffer from a lot of
wax ears.
A lot of.
Have you been vaccinated now?
No. Nice one after.
Yeah.
No, when I was little, I suffered a lot of ear pain, the reason, you know, it was like it was prolonged for a few years or so, and then I went to see the GP, and then what they did was they did some cleaning, and what they mentioned, and this I learned from them, this is something which I even tell my own children of now as well. These earbuds, well, they call them earbuds, but I think they shouldn't be called earbuds, because that contradicts, because I'm just going to tell you that don't use them earbuds on your ear.
Yeah.
The ear wax naturally comes out to the surface.
Gee.
So you clean, so when you're doing for them wuzu, you're doing.
Gee.
Or if you're having a bath, when you clean your ears like this, if anything has come out,
you just remove it. Yeah.
But these buds are a means of, you push it in, you're cleaning some, but some of it you're pushing in.
Yeah.
And then that gathers and becomes rock solid. And this actually becomes a ear hearing impairment, as well as a means and cause of pain. It's something I learned from, I learned the hard way, you can say, because I went through a lot of pain when I was young.
Allah Ta'ala for man.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you know, so you are right, you know, I don't know why they call me earbuds, you know, but chalo, mashallah, that was brilliant, subhanallah, azawajal. Mashallah, azawajal. So if you know anyone who has ear pain or anything like that, then please try to pass this message on to them. Ya Sami'u, 21 times, Ya Sami'u, before and after the Rude Park. And if the person is himself, then just blow on your hands and then massage over the ear. Or if it's someone else, then you can blow onto that ear. Allah Ta'ala will give them shifa'i kamila as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that we could use for pain in the head? So basically headaches. Yeah, so pain in the head on the side. Is there anything that I can read for that as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For those who are suffering, headache from a partial side of the head, including those who suffer from migraine. It mentions that after Salatul Asr, so after Salatul Asr, recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 65 times, and then perform dhamm upon the head, inshallah, whether it's migraine or whether it's general headache, whether it's the whole head or whether it's half the head, inshallah, the headache will be relieved.
Inshallah.
Someone sent in for istikhara request for, I think, is their niece that was ill. The istikhara request has come back as my issue. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it's an illness. So there's no black magic or there's no nazare bad. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you are good to go for that, as they say. But inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, any wazifa that you can read for illness, yes, Ya Salamu, 111 times, 111 times. Keep reading Ya Salamu, blow on your hands, and then massage over your body. And if it's someone else, then recite Ya Salamu 111 times before and after the Durood-e-Pak, and inshallah, we'll blow onto that person as well. Code word is Medina. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Please, please, brother, do not read aloud. And we're not going to mention any names, so don't worry, inshallah. Azawajal. I think this message, we get it a lot of times regarding someone moving from one city to the other city. Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you if you haven't made that decision yet. Salam wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Repetitive urine infection problem since many years, gone worse since last 6-7 months. Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you, inshallah. Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there any remedy or wazifa for dandruff? Yeah, mashallah. Okay, we'll tell you that. Salam, I would like to do istikhara. Always lazy and not interested in studying code word Muhammad. Inshallah, we will do that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My grandson's eczema on his back isn't getting better. It's leaking. Doctors haven't helped. So maybe you've tried the medication and they not worked. Okay. Salam, I would like to do istikhara. Okay. Always ill, back pain and pain in the ribs. Inshallah, we will do that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please, can you do istikhara for me? I'm trying to get a job for 1 year now and getting rejected for every interview and application. Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Salam, please, can you do istikhara for me at my driving test? All of a sudden, I got swelling on my face and I failed my test. Oh, Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you. Inshallah, Azawajal. Salam, wa alaikum assalam. Can you do istikhara for my mother? She's always getting different illnesses. Can you do istikhara? Inshallah, Azawajal. We'll do the istikhara for you. And inshallah, Azawajal, as soon as we get a reply, we'll definitely get back to you as well. Inshallah, Azawajal. We do have Islami brothers behind the scene as well, alhamdulillah, doing the istikhara for us. Ji, Sabur bhai.
Ji, Asab, in relation to the message that came regarding urine infection.
Ji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to this, I'll give the reference first because there's an ayat that they'll need to take note of.
Ji.
I'll give the reference of the actual booklet as well. Alhamdulillah, this booklet, beautiful writing of Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, known as Ailing Worshipper in English. In the Urdu version, Bimar Abid. Now, can get this from Dawud Sami's bookshops, Maktabatul Medina. Download them from the website, from the app, from the online istikhara application. Numerous places where you can get hold of this booklet, alhamdulillah. And so it's Ailing Worshipper, page number 36 and 37, because it continues on to 37. The actual verse, it mentions that, write this blessed verse onto a piece of paper, and then tie it around the arm or wear it around your neck. And the verse is part 12, Surah Hud, verse number 44.
MashaAllah.
I'll read it once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بِلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
MashaAllah.
So this, you need to write it on a piece of paper, tie it around the arm or around the neck. Inshallah, the urine infection problem will disappear.
Inshallah. Ji, mashallah, we got a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. currently watching Spiritual Course. Allah bless Dawat Islami with more success. Mm-hmm. Ameen. I'm finding it extremely difficult to get married. What wazifa can be recited? Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, we will try to give you a wazifa so you can act upon that as well. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well.
I was going to give you the wazifa for eczema. You mentioned some of the medications doesn't seem to be working.
Ji.
So this is for those who suffer eczema, very common problem. The reference I'll mention first because it's not from a booklet. So they won't be able to find it. They'll have to take this verse out from the Quran Park itself. Ji. So it mentions, recite chapter 18,
Ji.
Surah Mu'minun, verse number 14. Chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 14. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. They need to recite this just the once, do she before and after, and perform them upon the afflicted, whether it's the whole body or whether it's just some areas. Inshallah, the eczema will get better.
Inshallah.
What they can do is also do them on water and give the water to them.
Okay. MashaAllah. So basically, instead of blowing onto the person, you can blow on the water and give them that to drink. Okay. MashaAllah. There's a lot of families, you know, especially with children. Bechare, I've seen a few of them and they're really, really bad. But Alhamdulillah, that was good news where an Islamic brother bought his son and he goes a few months ago. We bought him to a Tawizat-e-Tariya Bastan. We started using the Tawiz and the Wazaif. And they bought some cream from Madinah Park, which was, we did dhamm on it as well. And Alhamdulillah, it's worked wonders for them.
Cart water is brilliant for this as well.
Cart water.
Yeah, a lot of laziness actually coming, because you need to, you see, the wazifa will give you at home, you can just read it. Whereas you need to go out to the Tawizat Bastan, get the cart done, collect the water. But it does work wonders. Regarding cart water, and it wasn't eczema, but it was some kind of skin disorder.
Okay.
But the disorder was such that, you know, if somebody pulled the sleeves back, it wasn't very, you know,
it
nice
would be painful.
No, painful, I think, it wasn't very nice to look at.
Allah.
That's how bad it was, into khun, you know, blood and etc. And so itchy.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah, they used cart water, and I saw them after a few months, and I couldn't believe the scene. I was ashamed of the arms, and they just completely disappeared. Completely.
Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala make it easier. And you know, the thing is, you need to have that yaqeen in it as well, isn't it? You might come to a Tawizat Basta and you might be thinking, well, let's give it a try. If it works or not, then obviously it might not work. But have that yaqeen, because all these wazaifs, all the Tawizat, they are either from the Quran, the Hadith, or from the Awliya-i Kiram. So inshallah, as well, Allah Ta'ala will give
you. Allah Hazrat have wrote regarding this, regarding the yaqeen of, you know, Tawizat, and then if you need to have, that's the sole source of it to work, in a sense. Because if that yakin is not there, then you might as well not even bother.
Yeah, Allah Ta'ala barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word dua. Please, can you do istikhara for my brother? He has any nazar on him. He got married last year, and since he's married, he doesn't speak to or listen to our parents anymore for no reason, and he's always in his bedroom. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara for that. Allah Ta'ala make it easier.
In regards to the message that came, somebody struggling with the interview. You mentioned it. If the person, or this could be any person, who got an interview scheduled, whether now or in the near future. If you write down Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, write it 39 times on a piece of paper and make it into an amulet, tie it around your arm, around your neck, before you actually go for your interview, inshallah, you'll come back successful.
What about a driving test? Is that the same one, you think?
You can do.
Can that be used for that as well? Because we do get a lot of people against wanting some tawizat for their driving test.
We actually give a particular tawiz for that.
Okay, mashallah, azawajal. Brilliant, subhanallah, azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Spiritual Cures team, labbaik. Please, can you check to see if I have nazar? I am having difficulties with health, including bad memory, getting tired very easily, pronunciation and hesitation when reciting the Quran Pak. Okay, inshallah, azawajal. Code word recitation. We'll forward that on. Also, I've got istikhara that has been done for someone who's had some urine infection. The istikhara has been done and it's come back as an illness. So, alhamdulillah, there is no sign of evil eye or black magic. So, inshallah, it's just an illness. So, if you are using your medications, please keep using the medication and also recite Ya Salamu 111 times, inshallah, azawajal, and you know, blow on yourself or blow onto the water and then drink it. Just as I've done now. Ji. Okay, another istikhara has been done. Code name Muhammad. So, alhamdulillah, azawajal, there's no again signs of evil eye or black magic. So, inshallah, azawajal, if you want to just keep reading the wazaif as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Yeah, keep watching your program. I find it very, very useful. You may help me. You are helping many people around the world. Allah Ta'ala reward you for that. Please keep watching Madani Channel. JazakAllah for your kind words, mashallah. And keep making duas. We need the feedback as well. How are we doing? You know, and inshallah, we'll definitely, you know, do whatever suggestions that you have, inshallah, we can follow them as well.
Inshallah. In regards to dandruff, so Garelu Ilaj, book written by Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, Garelu Ilaj, page number 44. Garelu Ilaj, page number 44. So it's a home remedy,
mashallah,
a nuskha written by Amir al-Sunnat, and it mentioned that take some olive oil.
Olive oil.
Take some olive oil and take some olive oil and apply a small amount and massage it into the scalp for at least 7 minutes on a daily basis. And by doing this for 7 days continuously, inshallah, the dandruff will disappear.
Inshallah.
That's one thing, and it mentions another thing which we might have difficulty because it's neem. Neem leaves. You might not be able to get here. Yeah, we can get a hold of neem leaves. Yeah, I don't know if we can, but get the neem leaves. You need to grind them, not into powder, but you basically put the langri. Put it into the, I don't know what you call it in English. Langri, what's langri in English?
Well, langri is
So you put it into the leaves into the langri. Give it a good.
If you know what langri is, please let us know.
Let us know in English.
Ji.
So crush it with the
langri.
Langri,
yeah.
And then wash your hair with it, and that will also get rid of dandruff.
Inshallah.
And it mentions eat these in abundance as well, which is also beneficial. Grapes, angur, so grapes, tarbuz, which will be watermelon. I'm guessing. Nashpati pear. Yeah, that's pear. Definitely.
Is that
same
a pear?
Apple. Yeah, it is. It is. I was about to confirm.
Okay.
So grapes. The watermelon, pear and apple, eat in abundance. This is also very good. Oh, there's one other thing, but I don't know what that is. Musambi. Is that like an orange form?
Musambi, yeah, it's like an orange.
Like an orange type, yeah.
Someone wanted a wazifa for pain in the ribs, back pain and in the ribs, inshallah. There's a very beautiful verse of the Quran. I will read that, inshallah. It's para number 28, Suratul Hashr. Verse number 21. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So you need to after salah recite this ayat 7 times and perform them on both hands. Then rub the hands on the area of pain. The pain will, inshallah, reside. Yani the pain will be finished. So, mashallah, again, para number 28, Suratul Hashr, verse number 21. Mashallah.
Also, in regards to marriage, I think somebody sent in a message.
They're
finding it difficult to get married. This special cure that it mentions here, Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azimi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned in Jannati Zaver, that he who wants to get married recites Surah Yasin, he'll get married very soon.
Inshallah.
Make a habit of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. But there's one thing here also I wanted to mention, that you know, when we mention about reciting something, there's this trend nowadays that people play on the phone or play on a CD or however. You know, so they listen to audio like that rather than
reading
themselves. And this is something where...
So the condition is that they've got to read it themselves.
The blessings, the barakat are going to be when you read
it. Definitely.
Not only you yourself will gain the blessing, the house itself.
Inshallah.
You
know, definitely.
There's a big difference of audio and reading.
MashaAllah, we've got Manzar Bhai from Dudley and Zubair Bhai from Manchester, and they've told us what Lungri is. Yeah, Lungri in English is pestle and mortar. Please, would you do istikhara for my son? If craftsman course in college is good for him, mom's name, please don't mention. Okay, no problem, inshallah. Code word, you Hose Azam, Ya Madad. Inshallah, Azawajal. Don't worry, we don't mention any names on live on TV. Inshallah, Azawajal, we can still do the istikhara for you guys as well. Jazakallah, Manzar Bhai and Zubair Bhai, inshallah, Azawajal. Any more words we'll need, we know where to contact now.
Regarding not feel like studying. There's a message for not feel like studying.
Ji.
So those who don't feel like studying, if you recite Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu 101 times with Durood Sharif before and after, perform dam upon some water and then consume as and when required.
Inshallah. We've got some istigharas requested. Someone requested code word Medina. The istighara has been done and it's come back as no effects of jinnat, magic or evil eye. The sign came as illness. So whoever requested for this istighara, you said that maybe someone has done something, then don't worry, alhamdulillah, there's not been any magic, but inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala give you a cure. It's only illness. And
they write Ya Ghafuru. Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru 3 times on a piece of paper. Make it into an amulet and wear it. Inshallah, the illness will go away.
Ji, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I needed istikhara done for my husband as he's left home since June. And if he's coming back or not, please don't mention the name. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah. Salam, brother, could you please do istikhara for me? I want to start a new business. Please do not mention my name on air. Business is mobile carpet shop. Okay. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. I've sent it forward for the istikhara to be done. Inshallah. We had someone who once wanted to do an istikhara because they wanted to move from one city to the other city. I don't think there's any code word is Makkah. So if that was yourself, the istikhara has been done. And he says, moving back to Birmingham is better for you and your family. So moving back to Birmingham is better for you and your family. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Allah Ta'ala make it a happy return. Inshallah. So remember, Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, the Birmingham, MashaAllah, Azawajal, we have our Madani Marakis in Birmingham. We have, Alhamdulillah, we just purchased the Darul Madina nurseries in Birmingham. So there's a lot of setup, mashallah, in Birmingham. So please, if you do move to Birmingham, don't forget to contact the Islamic brothers and the Islamic sisters there so that you can continue with the Madani work as well. We've got a code word, October. You know, it says that is okay and we'll hear news. So inshallah, Azawajal, it was regarding someone's husband who left them. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will hear some good news from them. So please, make dua as well. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. Someone did istihara. Code word was dua. And the istihara has been done and it's come back as clear. So inshallah, as well, no black magic or evil eye.
Regarding the code name October, the missing person, with firm belief and trust in Allah, recite the following, whether in the state of ablution or not. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah.
A few times before and after. Inshallah, the missing person will return.
Inshallah, Azzawajal. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal. We've got a very beautiful app regarding the Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures. And that you can download it onto your phone as well. It's called Spiritual Cures, Ruhani Ilaj. So you can download that app. And Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, in the UK, There are many, many places, more than 50 or 60 places where you can get the Tawizat fi Sabilillah, where you can go and visit. In majority is for the brothers only at the moment, but inshallah there are sisters as well.
So, sisters Tawizat.
Ji, Bradford.
Sisters Tawizat called Bradford, Fizaniya Tar, Harris Street, Bradford, after the weekly Ijtima.
Okay.
Weekly Ijtima on a Sunday, 11 till half 12 approximately. Also Blackburn, Rochdale, Bury, and also Bolton.
MashaAllah. So these the places are for Tawizat Tariya.
If the sisters get in touch with the local responsible sisters of those areas,
inshallah,
we'll be able to locate them.
MashaAllah, we've had another istikhara done for someone who wanted to open a mobile carpet shop. Then Alhamdulillah, it's come back as a good venture. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Allah Ta'ala make it prosperous for you as well.
They recite Ya Nafi'u 20
ya
times.
Ya Nafi'u 20 after, times.
Before this.
MashaAllah. Before you open the business, recite Ya Nafi'u 20 times. Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in that as well. Sadly, we're in the last minutes of our istikhara. I think the istikhara has been.
A few people requested dua as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Ya Allah, I told you, those who are ill, give them shifa kamila. Those who sent in messages for istikhara, for dua, Ya Allah, grant them shifa to all the Muslims.
Ameen.
Those who are ill at home in hospitals, Ya Allah, grant them shifa. Those who are Ameen. Suffering with any kind of disease or problems, Ya Allah, grant them all relief from all of them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Jazakallah khairah for watching our program.
I'd like to just finish that all those who have the istikhara done, remember that only Allah Azza wa Jal knows the truth of the matter, and also be mindful that the ruling, that definite knowledge of the unseen, either ghaib, is not acquired through istikhara.
We had a code word recitation. Istikhara has come back as azmaish, test from Allah Ta'ala. Keep making dua for yourself and for the whole ummah. Please keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of